Bonjour, today let's have a look at asking questions using question tags in French. Okay, today we are going to concentrate on a formal question tag in French, which is n'est-ce pas? However, we do have other question tags, more colloquial, more spoken, okay? Check out my extra exclusive video on learnfrenchwithalexa.com if you want to know more about question tags. So you're going to ask me, but what is a question tag, okay? Now, before we introduce you to the question tag, the only one that is formal in French, which is n'est-ce pas, let me introduce you to question tags in English a little bit so you know where we're at. Well, it is something like this. If you say, he is here, if you wanted to add a question tag, you would say, isn't he? Okay, that's a question tag, okay? And isn't he is based on the tense you're using in that sentence. So here we use is, okay, so it would be isn't he. So for I did my homework, the question tag would be, didn't I? Okay, and you could say something like, we have done our homework, haven't we? Okay, so question tags in English are that. It's isn't he, didn't I, haven't we, did we? Okay, so as you can see, a question in English changes according to the tense you're using in the sentence, okay? However, in French, it is very different. We only use n'est-ce pas? N'est-ce pas? Which translated literally means, is it not? Is it not? At the end of a sentence to turn it into a question, especially when we are almost certain the answer to the question will be a yes, okay? So have a look at n'est-ce pas? Is it not? N'est-ce pas? So basically, you would put a sentence together and you would have n'est-ce pas? And that will transform it into a question. And this is called a question tag, okay? Now, n'est-ce pas is rather formal in French. You could also add at the end of a sentence, non, non. We do that a lot in French. We actually use the non a lot. So we say a sentence, j'ai mangé des bonbons, non, I ate sweets. Didn't I? Okay, non, okay? But that is a more colloquial way of doing it, and this is available on my other video, okay? If I give an example of how to use n'est-ce pas, isn't it? You could say, c'est un beau poème, c'est un beau poème. It is a beautiful poem. And you would add, n'est-ce pas? N'est-ce pas, isn't it? N'est-ce pas? Okay, here we don't have to look at whether the sentence is present and has ease or whatever. In French, it's always the same. N'est-ce pas? N'est-ce pas? Can you say that? Well done. Okay. Using non at the end of the sentence, you could say, c'est un beau poème, non? Okay, but this is the more informal tone or way of saying, isn't it? Okay. Now, another sentence here using n'est-ce pas. Vous accompagnerez les enfants à l'école demain, n'est-ce pas? Vous accompagnerez les enfants à l'école demain, n'est-ce pas? Now here I have chosen this sentence purposefully because it has a future tense. We know this sentence has a future tense because of the ending of accompagner. It is accompagnerai, okay? So vous, you will take the children to school tomorrow, won't you? But we don't know how to say won't you in French, do we? So we are saying n'est-ce pas? Which makes French in that respect much easier, by the way. So, vous accompagnerez les enfants à l'école demain, n'est-ce pas? You will take the children to school tomorrow, won't you? Now, another example, this time using the past tense, that should show you that n'est-ce pas is added as well, contrary to in English. So, Natacha et Louis sont venus le mois dernier, n'est-ce pas? Natacha et Louis sont venus le mois dernier, n'est-ce pas? So, Natacha and Louis came last month, didn't they? N'est-ce pas? Okay, didn't they? N'est-ce pas? Another example using the past tense. J'ai mangé des pommes au déjeuner, n'est-ce pas? I have eaten apples for lunch, haven't I? J'ai mangé des pommes au déjeuner, n'est-ce pas? Well done. So, now you know there is no secret really about question tags in French much, okay? It is all about adding n'est-ce pas at the end of a sentence. Why don't you try, okay? Say a sentence and then say n'est-ce pas, and then suddenly it becomes a question that you ask to someone, and it's more likely to be the answer to be yes. Okay, so remember, n'est-ce pas is commonly used as a question type, but we use more informal ones, more colloquial ones as well. That's it for me. Au revoir, à bientôt, n'est-ce pas?